talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st, at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which takes place every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We are visiting some of our sponsor locations of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Coming up in January 29th through the 31st, and today's show is sponsored by Crawl Space Solutions, and we'll also be hearing from Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. Also, a very interesting interview with architect Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architects, and finally, we'll be hearing from Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. If you listen to our show on a regular basis, you've heard me mention that our brand new website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, has gone live, and it's a very useful website. Everybody that you are hearing on today's radio show, if you want more information, you can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com to get their contact information in case you miss it while you're driving today or something. But it's a great site. Whatever project that you have a need for, you can search by project. You can also search by room and look at photos of local contractors and the work they've done. Well, I hope you check that out and have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is sponsored by Crawl Space Solutions, and we're very proud to have Crawl Space Solutions on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Carly Cortez with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, who is sitting in for Crawl Space Solutions. How you doing, Carly?
I'm doing well.
Good. Carly, take a moment and tell everybody about Crawl Space Solutions.
Basically, what they do is you would call Crawl Space Solutions if you are having any type of issues with your crawl space, whether you are having mold issues, air quality issues, which you would notice by like a funny smell, or issues such as that, or if you are having moisture issues with maybe hardwood floors or something of that nature, is how someone is going to be able to tell they're having issues with their crawl space. And Crawl Space Solution comes in. They are can do air quality sampling, mold inspections, mold removal. They can encapsulate your crawl space and dehumidify it as well to keep that moisture level where it's supposed to be, at a normal level to where your family is breathing good air and you're not having any issues with anything inside your home because of your crawl space.
Gotcha. And for those who may not know what a crawl space is, that The most houses in Charleston are raised off the ground at least a couple, 3 feet, and that area underneath your house is the crawl space. And what happens oftentimes is there's moisture underneath your house, that moisture kind of makes its way up toward up through the floorboards, and sometimes people experience wood floors that are starting to cup. They might smell a kind of a musty smell in their house. They might experience some mold. They might have drafty floors in the wintertime, and they might have high energy bills as well. And oftentimes that is directly related to the crawl space. And so Crawl Space Solutions comes in, and they go underneath your house, and they seal up the crawl space. And they use a type of plastic material that they put down that's very thick. And basically, whereas before Crawl Space Solutions gets involved, the moisture that's in the soil underneath your house, there's nothing stopping it from migrating up into your house. And once Crawl Space Solutions seals your crawl space with that thick plastic underneath your house, it prevents any of that moisture infiltration to come up to your house. And people's wood floors go back to normal. They have sometimes you have to put as Carly just mentioned, you have to put a dehumidifier underneath the house because there's just so much moisture. And, you know, the Charleston area, the reason they call it the low country is because we're very close to sea level. And so a lot of times in the Charleston area, there are parts of Charleston that have previously were creeks and marsh, and they've been filled in, and then people built houses on them. Well, that moisture is still beneath the surface, and so homeowners end up having some issues with that. And so Crawl Space Solutions, great company, and they really do find solutions to homeowners' problems that they have. What else can you say about Crawl Space Solutions, Carly?
I know that David is something that he specifically does that's different than other crawl space companies around town, is the mold inspections and mold removals. I know that he has a lot of different certifications that some of the other places do not, and that they're certified to be a mold remediator, to come in and visually inspect your home and business for possible problems, as well as the mold removal. So they can take care of all of that for you once, you know, all those issues have started. They can help you start to finish when it comes to, you know, you seeing the mold or finding out that you have that issue. They can come in and from start to finish take care of you throughout the entire process, which is something that's very cool to have a one-stop shop. You don't have to have a bunch of different people come in and out to fix your mold issue.
Yeah, air quality has become a big buzzword because so many people, especially kids, have developed a lot of allergies, and some kids have asthma. And you might just be find yourself sniffling and not feeling well all the time, and it might be the crawl space.
Absolutely. And it's something you should get checked out. If you think it could possibly be that and you do have an open crawl space, you should get it looked at. They have air quality sampling that they can do to let you know. So it's not a big thing that they're going to come in and like tear apart your house or underneath your house. They can sample that air and let you know if you're having these issues, if it is because of your crawl space or if it's something else. They can help you with that.
Right. And, most people have never been underneath their house in the crawl space area. I have been on several occasions in different houses, and I don't know why, but I don't know how it got there, but oftentimes there's a lot of debris and garbage mm-hmm. underneath your house. It's kind of a nasty place. Over time, lots of critters have maybe taken up residence there. Spiders, snakes, rats, mice, you name it, and possums. And so when you have a sealed crawl space, you're eliminating all of those the chance that those critters will ever end up underneath your house as well. So that gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
It's quite a difference. I was able to actually, I've seen underneath of a house on several different occasions, but when I had to go and actually do a photo shoot, help out with a photo shoot for Crawl Space Solutions, I saw what they actually do, and it is pretty amazing. It's not that disgusting space that it was once before where animals are taking up residence. It is very clean, and if you ever have issues in the future with like plumbing or anything like that where someone has to go under there and do any kind of work, I feel like it would streamline it because it is so easy to maneuver and be under there now because it is such a clean, dry space.
Right. And everybody needs a termite bond on their house because termites are so... Every house will get termites if you don't have a termite bond or termite protection. And what they do when they go underneath the house is they're looking for the moisture content underneath your house. And if a lot of times they don't want the moisture content to be over 20%, I think it is, underneath your house, and they take a reading on the wood sills underneath your house. And so when you seal up that crawl space and you have a dehumidifier, the air is nice and dry, and it really takes away the chances for termites as well. Well, Carly, how can folks get more information about Crawl Space Solutions?
They can go to the website, which is charlestoncrawlspace.com. They can see the pictures of all the things that we've been talking about as far as what it's going to look like after you would have a crawl space sealed. Or you can call the office, which is 843-826-0404. And also on that website, you can click and request a quote and get a quote and get someone to come out and check out what you have going on.
All right. Crawl Space Solutions, charlestoncrawlspace.com is the website there. And come see Crawl Space Solutions at the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks, Carly.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great, Tim. Feels like summertime in December.
It does. We have had some warmer weather than usual. And Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Yeah, Mosquito Nicks is the national leader in mosquito control. We believe that people should enjoy their outdoor lifestyles. And so we provide customized mosquito control solutions with exceptional customer service and with a little fun at it as well.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of mosquito abatement systems does Mosquito Nicks have? Are they permanent? The type that are permanently fixed to your yard, or does Mosquito Nicks come in and with a fogger and mm-hmm. what's the system?
Yeah, good question. So in any mosquito control company, the industry offers two forms of mosquito control, and there is a permanent solution and there is a temporary solution. A temporary solution is where you come in with a backpack fogger and you just fog the property. And now, being that it's this hot in December and with all the flooding, is normally a good time to do that because with standing water, mosquitoes can breed and do their thing there. And so if you have standing water near your house and bad mosquitoes, you might want to try and do everything to get rid of that. But the temporary solution is the backpack fogging, to where it can help fight mosquitoes that way. And so what it does is we come out and we just spray the perimeter property. We throw out granules in standing water area to try and fight larvae that's there. And then the reason why we call it temporary is because when it rains and stuff like that, it really kind of loses its effectiveness. The permanent solution is a misting system. You're going to pay the same per month about in service. The only difference in cost is a one-time investment up front where you pay for the system, the warranty of all the nozzles. And what that does is it goes off automatically 3 times a day, and you're getting consistent spray and coverage, and it totally eliminates the breeding cycle of mosquitoes around your property. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a luxury type item, but you know, it's a great holiday gift. Or if you think about how much time you spend outside, it could be a good investment, because if you're like an average person, they can't stand mosquitoes, and they're really annoying. So,
yeah. Well, let's talk about the flooding that South Carolina experienced back in October. And like when I drive over the Ravenel Bridge and I look at Drum Island, there's a lot of standing water there. I understand that that a lot of mosquitoes come from areas like that where there's a lot of standing water. What have you experienced as far as you know, people having problems with mosquitoes because of the flooding that happened a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's this year's been a different bird, Tim. It's kind of sad to see what's happened, but in regards to mosquitoes, it's been awful. Mm-hmm. It's been really bad, because not only are people's houses destroyed, but they can't even work outside because, you know, they're getting tore up and eaten up, you know. And so what we've done for, you know, just in – so if you have a home that's been flooded, or if you're in an area, just give us a call. We'll come out and we'll work with you. If you got a budget or a need, especially neighborhoods, we partner with one HOA that said, hey, we need something. And so we're not looking here to – come to your pocket. We just want to help out any way we can. But with the flooding, it's been really bad, especially downtown, and the drainage area. It's just caused a lot of headache for mosquitoes. And so
you've got a standing water, and then you've got warmer temperatures, so the mosquitoes are still active. What happens when we do get a cold snap? I mean, what's talk about the biology of a mosquito? Like, how long do you have to have freezing temperatures for the mosquitoes to finally be killed or go away, or what's the process there?
Yeah, but also it of course when it's freezing, but it's got to be consistently cold.
So it can't be just an overnight freeze.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
Temperatures for how long?
I'd say consistently for about a good 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And that's where, you know, people, you never know here in Charleston that, you know, if it's going to be a hot day. You know, like 2 years ago, I was on the beach at Christmas time just because it was just that warm. And so our system really is something to where you don't have to just pick up a phone to call someone to come spray. The system is more of a way that you could just control it without having to pick up a phone and call. So
pick up a remote.
You got a remote control
and press a button, and your system will spray, right? And
correct.
And like you were saying, the three times a day it'll spray, and you're not going to have the mosquitoes that maybe your neighbors do who don't have a mosquito net system.
And even if you're like, oh well, I'll just wait till next year to get a system. I mean, now's a great time to buy, because it's Christmas time. You know, normally this is the end of the season. This is kind of a record for us because we've never had systems on this long. We winterize them for the winter time. But now it's like, hey, the weather's still there. We've got flooding, so we're just pretty much offering $500 off to $1,000 off per system. And so it'd be a great Christmas gift. You know, if y'all want to, you know, get one, just give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you've been married. If you've been married a while, every year becomes a little bit more challenging to find a gift that is, you know, is personal and meaningful, and the giving somebody, your husband or wife, a mosquito control system. That in itself, there's so many intangibles that go with that. It's not just a system that you're giving somebody. You're giving them the opportunity to go out and work in their yard in the at 7 o'clock at night when mosquitoes start to get more active, or letting the kids out to play without worrying about them coming in with little mosquito bites all over their face or something like that. So it's giving a gift of outdoor living rather than having to be cooped up in your house.
Yeah, you know why we hate to hear when people, they spend so much money in a beautiful new home or beautiful new outdoor living space or awesome new kitchen outdoors, you know, outdoor kitchen, you know, when you should be outside enjoying that. And, you know, people worry about, well, what about the solution? What about this and what about that? And I mean, it's the most natural product on the market.
It's safe for kids and pets.
Yeah, safe for kids and pets. The mosquito net misting system is just, it's the way to go when it comes to dealing with mosquitoes. And not just that, but they deal with no-see-ums, ticks, fleas. You know, mosquitoes only carry heartworms, so it's good for animals, stuff like that. And also, it's less toxic than a can of off spray. You know, and this is also not going directly on your skin.
Once you have a mosquito Nix misting system installed in your house, well, first of all, where is it installed? Is it is there going to be a, you know, is it going to be real obvious that, you know, the nozzles are kind of ugly and you can see them from, or are they going to be hidden?
They're going to be really hidden, so you won't even know. People who come to your house will never even know you'd have a misting system. But a lot of people do show them, like, hey, check out this cool little machine I got. It's kind of got a cool factor to it. But, you know, because you hit this button, it's like, bam, there's your, you know, your yard-sized mosquito spray. But we put the reservoir normally by an HVAC, so near AC unit, or you could put it in a garage. You could put it underneath your house, kind of anywhere. And then, you know, you really can't see the nozzles. I mean, we've been doing it for over 10 years. So our technicians really do a bang-up job when it comes to installing to wear. And if you're not happy or satisfied, you want something moved, we'll just move it for you.
Mm-hmm. Once you have the obviously there's costs involved with labor and hardware for the installation of the mosquito control misting system. But after that, on an annual basis, what's the cost like, you know, to have like the reservoir refilled with solution and so forth?
Yeah, average home, you're looking at about $85 per month of service. Now that's an average yard, you know, and depending on how many nozzles you have, of course, is how much solution you're going to need per season. So it kind of ranges and in different prices there, but what that covers is you're going to pay $85 a month, no matter what. So you can click your, you know, remote as much as you want. You can use as much solution as you want. Whereas if you didn't have that, that's called our full service program. Pardon me, I'm rewinding here. But our full service program that covers all warranty, maintenance, everything on the system. Mm-hmm. And so when you pay that $85 a month, you know, you're covered. It's all the bells and whistles. The opposite of that is a non-warranty where you're going to pay $275 a fill. So you won't have the luxury of just kind of spraying that whenever you want, you know. And so an average home is going to need about 5 fills per year. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at 5 times 275 and do the math there, you know, you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck. On top, you're going to have to pay for nozzles and things that need to get fixed.
Right. So, and this is normally a slower time for mosquito nicks. So you folks usually to try to generate business, you discount the mosquito nicks mosquito control systems?
Yeah. Right now, we discounted the mosquito nicks system to about $500,000 off. And then if you just want a one-time yard treatment, you just give me a call. Normally it's about $75 and we'll do those for $60 now this time. Mm-hmm. My phone number is 843-566-4261. 843-566-4261. And you can go on mosquitonicks.com. That's mosquitonicks.com and just get all our information there. And again, if you're in a community area that just, you just need some help and assistance just to get by so you can work on your property, then just give us a call.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is sponsored by Crawl Space Solutions, and we're very proud to have Crawl Space Solutions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking to architect Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architects. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about Christopher Rose Architects.
Christopher Rose Architects, we're seven-person firm, been practicing in Charleston for about 30 years. Done 180 homes in renovations on Kiowa primarily, but done work all over the East Coast basically, but primarily Sea Islands around Charleston is my prime area where we do work. Mm-hmm. And we do high-end custom residential, new construction and renovations.
You're a South Carolina native. How has that helped you or assisted you with your practice?
Well, One thing I take my hat off to is contractors. I'm on a national residential architect committee. And so I've traveled around the country and also design homes at other places. Our environment in Charleston, with the salt air, the high humidity, being the same seismic rating as California and hurricanes, we got a lot of stuff we got to deal with. It's not, you know, as far as construction and dealing with floodplain, and so and knowing how, and I've repaired a lot, you know, because we've had some high profile architects from the Northeast come down and do buildings, and it's not the Hamptons, you know, the weather, you know, the way the buildings hold up, but having done a lot of renovations and lived here all our lives, we know what holds up and what doesn't hold up, so we can give good advice to our clients. That's what we want to say. We don't want to, you put good money after bad. What we'd like you to do is repair what you need, and something that you're, we look at what we call life cycle cost of what, you know, so that you're not having to repaint or restain or replace every few years, so that you can look at the exterior envelope, and you have to be really, really careful about how that is detailed, because it is different here than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, everybody wants ideally maintenance-free home, but you know, every home has maintenance issues. So low maintenance is about the best that you can get. What kinds of products and practices does Christopher O's Architects employ to help keep a brand new house low maintenance?
Again, we try to get, you know, working within the client's budget. We try to get the exterior envelope. You know, the two biggest cost driving factors in new construction are the framing package and the windows and doors. And so windows and doors is a huge, fortunately, it's kind of like computers. Because when I started the practice, we had A missile. Now we're up to D missile. So the windows have to be resistant up to 130 miles an hour. You know, originally they were super expensive. They still are. You can still get, we're doing a house now that has bronze windows, and yes, they're very expensive, but that's what the client wanted, and there's literally no maintenance on them. They're coming from Italy. But they're also, some of the other manufacturers like Anderson and Marvin have come up with some very good hurricane-resistant product that is very cost-competitive, and that's, you know, pretty attractive. And we also look at the trim. We've been using the PVC trim, again, because everybody likes their trim, and the fascia and soffits of the house to be kind of nice and crisp. And that will, you know, that keeps it, you know, you don't have, I just had a small addition we did to a client. We did a house 14 years ago, and he said he's restained it, the siding, four times and never touched the trim. This is oceanfront at Kiowa. So it's pretty significant that the PVC trim is held up with original paint on it, which is pretty rare for that long of a time. You know,
right. So, well, what kinds of problems have you encountered when people are renovating their homes here in the Charleston area?
It's just, again, working with the regulatory agencies and that sort of thing, and also, you know, as we tell people with renovation, there's usually one, you know, one discovery that we have, unless you can go in and do some selective demolition while you're, you know, doing the construction documents. But usually when they rip the drywall down and that sort of thing, you know, there's some uh-oh, and you just pray it's not a big uh-oh. But and so you build a contingency and the kind of the renovation budget, so they realize that, and they realize that once we open something up, there's maybe something that is structurally compromised that we, you know, was covered up and we didn't know, or something. There's always some unknown there, so we just have to kind of be open-minded of that, and so we try to praise our clients of that so that they're, you know, they're on board.
Some of these homes that were built 15, 20, 30 years ago, they may not have been using some of the available products that they have now, and so there's maybe water intrusion or mold or
exactly, and that's the main thing, yeah, the mold and even some of the historic homes, because when you introduced mechanical heating and air conditioning into these antique buildings, they've never had that much, you know, conditioning on the interior, and that can actually cause some of this, you know, these houses that have been around for 200 years actually start rotting because they've got moisture buildup from the heating and air conditioning systems that were put in that weren't properly designed. So that's, you know, another.
That's interesting. I've never heard that term, antique houses. That's a good way to refer to downtown Charleston.
The best analogy I ever heard, they said owning an old house is like owning a wooden boat. That's probably the best analogy I've ever
heard. Needs a lot of maintenance. speaking of downtown Charleston, you're Chris, you're must be a glutton for punishment because you help a lot of homeowners in downtown Charleston with renovations, and that has its own set of challenges for not just the homeowner but you as the architect who represent them, and everything has to go in front of the Board of Architectural Review. They're very strict. Talk about that process and maybe some of the things that you've encountered over the years.
That's probably one of the big things that we've encountered with people that buy homes in downtown Charleston because of the regulatory agencies. We've typically, usually with the zoning, have to have, you know, some of the zoning code. I mean, you would think, unless you had a blank lot, why would you need to get a variance? But the zoning is kind of set up kind of for a suburban zoning, and we've got a colonial city you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. We've got a project right now, 1801 house that was built, 2 inches away from a 1789 house. And presently there's a one-story addition that we're going to be taking down and doing a new addition to it and renovating the house. And so technically, because it has a zero setback, because typically when you design a home, you have side setbacks. Mm-hmm. And because this was for 114 years has been built up, on a zero setback. It's not technically a variance. They call it a special exception, which because it's what the city determines a non-conforming, because if it was built today, it would be set off the property. And so we worked with a neighbor because the neighbor had, of course, several additions on their house as well. And so we looked at it, and so we're going to be basically touching the masonry part of her house, but there's a wooden addition on the back that we're actually pulling our addition away from that wood structure because we just didn't feel that would be sound practice. And we had there's a couple companies here that what they call envelope engineering, so they'll actually look at the exterior envelope, like I mentioned earlier, and tell you what. And we all agreed that attaching to that wooden portion was not good, so we pull that off.
And when you refer to the envelope, you're referring
to
the exterior
of your building.
Just like and if you're mailing a letter, you put it in an envelope and you seal the envelope, and that's what you're referring to as the exterior of the house.
Exactly. And that's, the beauty now is that, and it's in the 30 years I've been practicing, we have completely changed as some new materials have come on board. We've literally changed the way we've actually do that because, for example, spray foam insulation, for example, that's what made the frost-free freezer frost-free. Mm-hmm. It was never available for, building use, and then it's probably been, I guess, about 15 or so years it's been around, and it's kind of controversial at the beginning, and people were like, should we use it? But the nice thing is that you can spray foam the attic of these homes, and it's actually like conditioned space, and that's great. So that you can, and that's what we like to do, is try to keep all of our ductwork and all our mechanicals within that insulated area. So again, you're not having. I always thought it was crazy when people with heated and cooled houses, and then they sent ductwork outside, And it was like, it's kind of counter, you know, counterproductive because you're sending it basically. And of course the ducks are going to sweat because it's cool air and the hot air outside. So you're creating problems. So that way, if you keep it all within the have your entire structure insulated and have those ductwork within that, then you don't have to worry about that.
What are the politics like with the ARB downtown?
Oh, you have to deal with the two historic groups. Also, you have to deal with the neighbors. You have to basically get, well, this home, we have a contiguous neighbor, so we definitely need to get them on board. And it's hard for our clients to understand. They're like, well, this, we own this property. Why can't we do what we want? But the way the zoning and BAR is kind of set up in Charleston is what the neighbors will allow you to do. So anyway, so we've gotten, fortunately with this most recent one, we had the, we've been talking with a neighbor, the contiguous neighbor, and we actually sat down with she and her architect who did this wooden addition on the back of the house and kind of allayed all her fears because, again, it's one of those things that she needs to be on our side. And so she finally got her comfort level up. But as we told her, though, we're not going to somewhere during the construction, they may have some issues that we, you know, and if it comes up, we'll, of course, appraise her on it and let her know, you know, if her, you know, her stucco, we'd actually photograph her exterior of her building. If there's, when we're building, if cracks appear, we can put little monitoring devices on the cracks and make sure that they don't get, you know, of course, bring, you know, make her aware of that. It's just, and also the contractors for doing renovations downtown have to be aware of that and realize how they have to kind of work with the neighbors and not it's a lot of politicking basically. And for clients, it's hard to explain that to them, but the nice thing is when you have the letters from the neighbors, you have the neighborhood association. So last night we just went for a variant, this continued exception, and we had the next door neighbor on board, plus all the neighbors, all the contiguous neighbors, letters from them of support and the neighborhood association. So that was a big plus for us to get approval for the special exception.
And one neighbor could sink a project?
It would make it very difficult. And I think even the board, for example, like this contiguous neighbor, I think they, you know, the board wants you to work with them, but they understand some people are pretty unreasonable. And so I think they can read when people are, you know, not being reasonable. And if you're asking for and that's the nice thing about the zoning board. The zoning board is kind of cut and dry. Either you're on the setback, you're not on the setback, and it's not as subjective as the Board of Architectural Review, which gets into aesthetics, and then they get into roof details or details on the exterior of the house or chimney caps or those nuances. Right.
Nothing flies under the radar then, pretty much in downtown Charleston.
Well, and you can work with that because we're doing another home where our clients just were exhausted because we went through the zoning process and they just said, whatever we do, we don't want to have to go to the Board of Architectural Review. And there are a couple things that we wanted, like we wanted to change a couple of windows, and they're like, we don't want to go to any more boards. And we're like, fine. So we, you know, we did it so that, you know, we basically replaced what was exactly new with what was there, so we didn't have to worry about going to the BAR. I still had to present the BAR, but didn't have to go to the full board. But that's...
I bet you got some war stories, huh, Chris?
Right. Well, that's how I got this gray hair.
Right. Well, how do you were just talking about how much things have changed in your 30-year career. How do you stay current? How do you stay on top of new, lower maintenance products and things like that?
Well, for example, we don't, you know, we keep abreast of all new products out there and that sort of thing. And I have a litany of questions I ask for new products. We're actually looking at some, this PVC siding material that a client wanted to use. I actually flew up to Massachusetts, toured the manufacturing facility. I had my list of questions to ask them about the process, how it was made, all that sort of thing. And if they use recycled content, all that sort of, And also went, had a couple architects up in the Massachusetts area that had used it, so I toured some projects. Again, we don't like our clients to be beta testers mm-hmm. on a new material, so we liked typically our specs or, you know, the tried and true things that have lasted for years, and we kind of, with the renovation, we can see what holds up. Mm-hmm. And so the new product, again, we'll, you know, we give it, you know, it's the good old, you know, hard knocks of being out there for a few years before we kind of adopt it, and we'll kind of look at it and then slowly adopt that into what we do.
Mm-hmm. Chris, anybody who has used an architect for a remodel project or to build a new home, if they ever build another house or do another remodel project, they always hire an architect. They know the value. They've experienced the value. What do you say to those folks out there who have never worked with an architect? Why should they consider working with an architect? You know, the there's obviously an extra expense when they might be able to look at house plans online. Sure. or that kind of thing.
The best advice is we're your advocate. When you go get, you know, when you're going to buy a piece of property or you're going to get married, you get a lawyer involved, you know, do a will, you hire an attorney. Why would you not hire an, we looked at a house downtown. The client had spent over $200,000 renovating this house. Their landscape architect were giving them this advice of knocking out structural walls, and they had compromised the structural integrity of the house. And the owner was a doctor. And I'm like, so do you go to an attorney to have your medical advice? I'm like, why you got a landscape architect that really doesn't know what he's talking about? And, you know, they kind of sold you a bill of goods, and it's really kind of sad. So typically what we are, we're your eyes and ears on the site. I mean, most of our, because Charleston is a fairly small place, which is great, and most of our contractors are very upfront and, you know, very honest and good to deal with. But we are your advocate, and if there's something we see that's not proper, we are your, and typically we generally, you know, save almost our entire fee in the cost of the project because of cost reductions, things that more cost-effective ways, better design, because it typically, usually even the house plans you see on in a book somewhere, they're generally not adapted to the particular lot where you're going to put your home. And that's, you know, the porch may be on the wrong side, you know, you want it to have catch the natural breezes, and you know, where the overhangs are to protect for the south and west because of our harsh sun here, you know, you need to orient. Or typically, most of those plan book homes are for interior lots. And typically, most of our homeowners here are buying a lot on a view. Mm-hmm. And so those homes aren't designed for view lots. They always have these little tiny windows on the back of the home. And you're like, you don't want a little 3x5 window looking at this incredible marsh of the low country, mm-hmm. or a golf course or whatever. So
we used an architect when we built our house. In fact, the architect we used was in private practice at the time, but now works with your firm, Christopher Rose Architects, Shelley Clark Glidewell. I would say the biggest reason that someone should consider hiring an architect to build a custom home is you will get more of a home than you ever imagined trying to, you know, do it yourself or looking at a house plan or working with a draftsman and giving them direction. You're going to have a house that has more features and is better designed and is more enjoyable to live in than you could ever come up with on your own. And that I have to give all the credit to our architect, who now works for you, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. And that's probably, and probably not a week goes by when I don't think about at least one aspect of our house, whether it be how did she manage to fit the swimming pool in the backyard on our tiny, tiny lot. And all she did was she moved our house up to the front of the street, which was not that any of the neighbors had thought of doing before. And that gave us the room to put in a pool. And now neighbors say, you know, how did you get a pool in there? We the city won't let us. We don't have the setback. And that was it. I mean, there are things there are just where the pantry is located, backed up to the powder room. Is we would have never been able to think of any of those things.
Well, and typically, for most people, it's your biggest investment of your, you know, this is your biggest investment and where you're tying up the most money. So won't you, you know, and most architects are pretty reasonable, you know, of all the, you know, during the recession when things got pretty ugly and people were looking at trying to cut cost here and there, they just said, you know, having an architect on board with you is very important because again, it's, makes you, and that's what we do. We meet with a client and we allocate budget. So if there's a particular, you know, thing that the client is stressing that they really want, we'll allocate that amount of budget to it. So, and plus, if, you know, they get a, you know, if they get, most people don't do construction. So if we get a, you know, bill for $50,000 for drywall, is this reasonable for this size home or is there something wrong that we need to see what's going on? Those sorts of things where we review the pay request the builder has for the homeowner and make sure that the homeowner doesn't get ahead of what is actually in place and that sort of thing too, which is great. Like I said, we can have great builders, but sometimes they can have a sub that may not be looking at the drawings, you know, appropriately and that sort of thing. So like we talked about, in our environment, we found after Hugo, the old houses really held up well. And the new houses that were built to code, what we found was right after World War II, there were a lot of houses kind of quickly kind of thrown together, and those weren't built up to snuff. And so those are the ones that had a lot of damage during the storm.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Christopher Rose Architects?
My website is www.chrisrosearchitects.com. Our phone number is 843-559-7670. Love to talk to them.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking with architect Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architects. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. Good. Thank you.
Sure. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a locally owned company that my wife and I started. It's been about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Time flies. We're, like I said, local, family-owned. Also, it's veteran-owned. We service and repair garage doors in the low country.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that has to do with garage doors, you know, we're people you can call.
Does All About Garage Doors have to have installed a garage door in order for you to service it, or can if someone has a garage door they did not buy from All About Garage Doors, can they still call you if they have a service issue?
Oh yes, definitely. We tend to do more custom doors. But we still do a lot of service. We have a full-time service guy that goes around that will do tune-ups on doors. So, yes, we do get a lot of calls, especially people going on the Internet, you know, looking for garage door repairs. And they'll pick us up out of there. And we'll come out and, you know, service if it's a Genie, Wayne Dalton, or, you know, any kind of those doors, we'll service them too, even though they're not ours.
What are some of the typical problems that people have with garage doors that they would pick up the phone and call All About Garage Doors for?
A lot of times it's just not opening and closing. When they go to push the remote, a lot of times you'll hear callers say that the door's going down about halfway, and it comes back up. And those are things that if they call us, you know, we might recognize over the phone. But a lot of times we still need to come out and, you know, take a look at the garage door and, you know, make sure, you know, what it's doing. One of the things that we don't want to do is just assume that, you know, what's going on with the door over the phone. So I feel like a lot of people do call us up, and you know, that's the main thing, is they go to close their garage door before, you know, when they go to work that morning, and it went down halfway and then went back up, or they at some incidents, you know, they put the garage door down, a neighbor calls them and says your garage door went back up, you know, something like that. You definitely can tell there's something's wrong with it. So it's good to go ahead and call us, and we do free estimates. Now, we do also same-day service, but it's more of an emergency service. But if it's something that's been going on for about a week or so or a couple of days, you can call us, and we'll put you on the schedule and come out probably the next couple of days and take a look at it, and no charge to you.
I've learned through experience to always check that sensor.
Yes.
At the foot of the garage door, and if your kid kicks a soccer ball and knocks it off a little bit, or it's not going to operate, and it's going to keep going down and then up, or
right,
up and down, and that's the first thing you got to check before you call.
Yeah,
right?
Especially if you have kids, you know, like I know you have kids and I have kids, you know, a lot of people have, and they put a lot of stuff in the garage, you know, they're taking in and out the bicycles and the skateboards, and it seems like those skateboards just perfect height, it runs right into those sensors. But that's another thing that we get people calling us up, is they'll say, I can hold the wall button, and I can hold it, and the garage will go down, but when I let go of it, I try to use my remote. Well, that tells us right there something's wrong with the sensor. Either it's not lined up, or it's a bad sensor, you know, something. But the sensors are a safety mechanism on your garage door, so anytime that there's not aligned or something wrong with it, the door won't operate properly. So that's something that you can check yourself to see if the lights are on the sensors. Mm-hmm. But if you have any question about it, like I said, call us. We'll come out and you know, take a look at it. A lot of times you'd be surprised. It might be just something simple. We can do a tune-up on your garage door. You know, just grease it, lube it, and you know, do a little maintenance on it, make it last longer.
Mm-hmm. What about garage door openers? If your garage door opener is starting to wear out, or you want a more updated garage door opener, can All About Garage Doors help homeowners with that?
Oh, yes, definitely. We carry a LiftMaster product. LiftMaster is made by Chamberlain. It's a very good product. I have one in my house. I enjoy it. A lot of my customers enjoy it. They've gotten a lot more technology out there nowadays with the smartphones. People have probably seen commercials with Chamberlain, with your little the app that you can shut your garage door, or it can let you know if your garage door is open. Now they have garage door openers that have their own Wi-Fi. They've come a long ways with garage door openers. We also make ultra quiet garage door openers that we install for customers that, you know, want to have the noise of the garage down. So it's been real popular lately with the flood that hit the low country, and we've had a lot of our customers calling us because their sensors did get wet. Also, they did get some damage from some, you know, to their garage doors from water going in and out. So we've been pretty busy the past 2 or 3 weeks with that.
This is probably a dumb question, but what's preventing a burglar from just kind of going up and down the street with a garage door opener, hitting it until somebody's garage door opens?
That's a myth. I mean, I think back maybe 20 years ago that could be happening, but the technology they have roaming codes on the openers now. It's very, very unlikely, because every time you click your remote, it dials into another frequency. Mm. So burglars would probably want to try to get in some other way that wouldn't be so difficult.
Right,
but,
right.
But well, that is a good question.
you were mentioning about the flood. I remember my neighbor had an old wooden garage door, and the bottom panel of that wooden garage door was starting to rot out from being right on the ground. Would that be something All About Garage Door would be able to help somebody with?
Yes, we replace a lot of wooden bottom panels.
So you don't have to replace the whole door, just a a panel?
No, you just have to replace the bottom panels. And a lot of times the doors are stock. Now, sometimes we do get some custom. We're doing a two bottom panels for a customer out in Ion that are custom bottom panels. So we're having to have those built. But normally, just in these older neighborhoods, like in West Ashley and lot, you get a lot of the older homes that have the wooden garage doors. And if you don't maintain them, they do rot out. And we get a lot of calls for that.
Do you sell more garage doors that are made out of wood or out of some sort of composite material?
We've been selling a lot more of the Accent CHI overhead doors. And that is kind of like a faux door that looks like wood, but it's a steel door. Mm. So it does very well in this climate. Wood doors seem to be more expensive and harder to maintain. Mm-hmm. So you're able to get that wood look that customers are looking for, but don't have to worry about the maintenance of wood rotting and stuff. And they have a lifetime warranty on against rust. It's the way that they put the paint on there. They powder coat it. So mm-hmm. almost like how you do your car, how they do the exterior. They electrize it, iron it, and then they let the paint stay. I'm not like an expert on that, but I know they do a very good job at mm-hmm. making sure that the paint doesn't come off of there.
When it comes to deciding to do business with a company for your garage door, why choose a local company like All About Garage Doors versus maybe one of the big box stores?
I mean, me personally, I like to use local people. I like to do business with people that I do business with. I like to know that, you know, there's a family behind that company that's, you know, and also a small business. A lot of times people can call and talk to me directly, where you're talking to the boss and, you know, or, you know, the buck stops here when it comes to me. So a lot of times you don't get that in the bigger national companies, and you get a lot of running around. So me personally, that's why I like to deal with local people, is keep the money in the economy. Also, just being able to have a person that's going to come out there, it's going to warranty, come and it's going to stand behind their product. And being a small business owner like we are, we have six employees. So, you know, we definitely want to stand behind our product, because that's how we've grown our business over the years, is word of mouth. So, you know, anytime there's a local business, I don't say it in all cases, but I know in my case, I really take that to heart, mm-hmm. being a local business.
Yes or no, are they going to pay more by working with a local company like All About Garage Door?
No. And the reason I say that is we stock a lot of products. So a lot of the big box stores, they have a lot of hidden charges. Mm-hmm. So when we come out, I mean, we just quote the job. Mm-hmm. And that's what I quote is what you're going to pay. And so that's why we like to do free estimates and come out and look at the job, make sure. Because once we give you a price, me personally, I don't like it when people change prices on me. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that to my customers either.
Good deal. How can folks learn more about All About Garage Doors?
Well, they can go to y'all's website or your Facebook with the magazine, or they can visit our website at aagdcharleston.com, or they can come look at our showroom out in Latson. It's the address is 10320 Highway 78 East, Somerville, South Carolina, 29483, or they can call me on my mobile. My mobile is area code 843-514-8913. I know that's a lot of information, but I got to get it out there.
All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.